So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Da-da. Da-da. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
28 degrees right now. Feels like 17. The snow is starting to come down depending on where you are. We're going to get up to 31. And what we're trying to figure out in the room is if we are getting snow or not.
So I saw 2 to 4 heaviest at noon.
Okay.
On one TV show.
And that kind of
was Channel 10.
And that kind of just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a pretty calm weekend, and all of a sudden, snow!
Yeah.
All right, so watch out for that. As we like to say here in the room.
What's that?
Before you leave the house, give yourself a little extra time.
And slow your ass down.
All right, so we need to recap the last 2 days of the show.
What
because
happened?
This just keeps getting better and better and better and better. So 2 days ago, if you listen around this time, you heard Tommy tell a tale.
Mm-hmm.
You got in your car, and it was the first real, like, really cold day.
Yeah, a big cold snap. Yeah,
and you noticed something, the dials on your...
Yeah, so it was telling me all the tires were a little low.
Yeah.
But that kind of happened.
It'll happen in the cold. Like,
it's the sensors.
Yeah, you'll lose 5 or 6 PSI due to the cold.
Yeah.
So, like, you looked at your, you know, tire one, little less.
Bing, 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 all, you know, 28, 27. We could live with that.
Except for one of them.
So my rear tire was down to 14 as I was rolling out, but I figured... Probably the sensor.
Mm-hmm, yeah, probably the sensor.
Sure.
And
sure.
Kimmy and I sat here with our mouths open
that
you drove to work on a 14, and we told you you had a flat tire.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you got angry.
There was no flat, but just, you know, the way it was.
Well, it wasn't no flat. It's just how tires are.
Yeah.
Sometimes they lose half of their pounds per square inch.
But I'm figuring the sensor's off.
Sure, it's got to be the sensor.
And it didn't look flat.
No. It was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
So flash forward to yesterday. You discover when you get up to go to work yesterday... Your tire's flat.
It's low.
It is. It's flat.
Super ass low.
So you pull out your air compressors.
Yeah.
And you put air in the tire.
Yeah.
But it's not taking air.
It ain't holding.
No, it's not.
And I figured, if I drive it here, I'm going to have a flat again here.
Yep. And you know what that sounds like, Kimmy?
Get stuck.
You know what that sounds like?
What does that sound like?
It sounds like a flat tire.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. So you had to take an Uber to work yesterday.
Yes.
And
I loved it. Man, if I was a rich dude... That's the only
one.
I was a rich man. I'd Uber every day. No, it was so nice.
Got a nice little chauffeur.
Oh, my God.
So, but with nice comes complicated because you said as you were getting your Uber the day before, you had started calling around to get your tire fixed.
Yes.
And you discovered.
Nobody could help me. So I go to
Turns out they're really busy.
So I go to my one guy who I go to all the time. He goes, I can't help you for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Because I'm 30 cars behind you today. So then I start calling around. Finally, I get a hit. Some people weren't even picking up the phone. Mr. Tire.
Because they saw you on the caller ID.
Is that what it was? Yeah, because they know me so well.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
So Mr. Tire, go help me out.
All right, so all you had to do then was after the show yesterday,
get home.
Your car. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so get home.
Yep.
Put air in the tire. Get it over to Mr. Tire.
And you're good.
And I did it.
You did.
So I got the car over to Mr. Tire.
Okay.
Drop it off at noon, like he told me to.
Nice.
And he says, a couple hours, maybe we're good to go.
All right, so everything's fine then.
Yep. So I don't hear from Mr. Tire for a while.
Well, I mean, he is Mr. Tire. That's a professional title. You know, he's busy.
So I give him a call around 4:00.
Okay.
And he's like, we're kind of backed up.
Okay.
But you're in line, so I'll get her in here, get you all set up. Give me an hour or two.
Great, great, great.
I don't hear from him an hour or two.
Okay.
Place closes at 7.
Okay.
It is now 6:00.
Oh, no.
So I figure I got to either figure this out or how am I getting to work tomorrow? So I call Mr. Tire back.
Call him second time.
Second time I call Mr. Tire. Gotcha. So it's 6:00. He goes, you know what? I'm pulling your car in right now. Mm-hmm. He goes, let me get the tire off, get it squared away. He goes, just drive down here in 30 minutes. I'll have you set.
Oh, great. So you're driving away with your car. Yeah.
So I hang up the phone, get dressed to go down to see Mr. Tire. He calls me right back.
Oh, that's not a good noise.
No.
Ooh. Oh,
more problems than they thought.
I can't repair this tire shot. So because apparently you hit something like a pothole, a pedestrian, something.
Sure.
But it is shot. So now I need a new tire.
Oh, okay. So he's just put a new tire on.
Well.
Oh, not that noise again.
So I don't have one on the rack. And I can have one here, but it's going to probably be 3 or 4 days.
Oh, no!
What I can do for you to get your car back.
Okay.
Because I'll put the donut on tonight. You can drive around on the donut. You'll be fine. And in 4 days, when the tire comes in, bada bing, bada boom, you're good to go.
You're donut guy.
So you're good to go.
Oh, you look so.
So I go down, get my car, and now I've got busted ass donut boy.
Ooh, you're so busted. Look at trash ass donut man.
Donut boy.
That donut on your car.
Prepare yourself for the donut man.
It looks so trash.
You are super ass donut trash, son.
Oh, I love it.
I have South Florida donut trash.
No, but here's what I don't get.
What
I don't understand. Did you tell Mr. Tire that it's just a sensor? Because if you just would have told him that, your tire probably would have been just fine.
He could have just filled it with air.
Yeah,
right?
That's all he had to do. Yeah. It's simply a sensor problem is what you should have told him.
A couple of wise ass.
You had it all figured out. Okay.
I work with Mr. and Mrs. Wise.
No, not with Mr. Tire, though, who doesn't have access to the tire you need. Okay. Look, I feel bad.
No, I don't.
You're on the road. You're moving.
Yeah, right. Trash ass moving.
Yeah.
Tell me if you like.
4 inches of snow today, and I'm driving around on an album.
Look, I would feel bad for you if you weren't such a dick 2 days ago when we were trying to help you
out. I wasn't a dick.
Could you imagine if one of our coworkers came rolling up to work on a donut?
Well, I know which coworker that would be.
Who's that?
You.
No, I mean, if it wasn't.
No, but it is you. You are that man.
I am TJ on the country.
She got four regular-ass quality American tires. You are riding around on a donut.
She only buys America.
Everybody around here is calling you Donuts Delight behind your back. I don't know if you know that. Okay. I want to take umbrage with something you did in the tire fiasco yesterday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Because you dropped your car off, and the guy said, we'll take care of it.
Yep.
And then you called him.
Well, I didn't hear from him for 3 hours.
Mm. Three hours?
Yeah.
I didn't hear from him for 3 hours. So then he told you, yeah, don't worry about it. It'll be what I told you.
Yeah.
And then you didn't hear from him again. So then what'd you do?
6:00, because he closed at 7. I call him again.
You called twice.
Yes, I did.
You called twice.
Yes, but then he called me back.
You
ain't got no time.
Guy. Yeah. You're that guy.
You got to be that guy.
No, you don't have to be that
to
guy.
To his point.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to tell a tale. There was one point where I took my car in to get inspected and didn't hear anything all day. And then I realized, it's closed now. So I never called because I didn't want to be annoying and I didn't want to check. I figured they would call me when it was done.
Yeah.
Next day comes around. I'm like, they'll definitely call me today. Didn't call for a while. So like an hour before they were going to close, I called and they were like, it's been ready. It was ready since yesterday.
They never called.
So I was like, I guess if I had just called the first time, I probably would have solved this problem.
Don't annoy anybody.
Well, no, here's the thing.
King annoying, just don't annoy.
I think you get one call.
No, okay.
If I call and it's not ready, I'm not calling again.
What about two calls?
Two calls might be too far.
I was pushing on the closing time.
Yeah. Pushing on the closing time, were you?
And the tires always look prettier at closing time.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, your situation is unique because the guy, when you dropped off your car, didn't say, "We're super slammed. I'll get to it as soon as I can."
No, but the guy, I always figure they're all super slammed.
But Tommy had called three other tire places.
I did.
One said, "We can't help you for 2 weeks." The other two didn't even pick up the phone. This guy says, "Yes, I am super busy." You still called him twice. Hello? Hello, do you remember me?
How about now?
The most important man in the world?
Well, I needed my car.
I don't
man.
Know if you understand. I actually need my car to drive, unlike these other people who just have luxury fun cars they've dropped off with you. What a dick.
What do you mean, what a dick?
A double call. A double call.
Double call dick.
Double call dick on a donut, Kimmy. He's a triple D this morning.
Don't say that in front of her.
Well, I know which one she's not into. Look, man.
I was looking forward if it wasn't ready to do an Uber again.
Oh, you were looking forward to doing
it? Oh, God, I love that.
What did that Uber cost you?
Oh, $32.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, and I gave him a $9 tip.
Is that on top of the $32?
Yeah.
That's
God
way more
damn.
Than it normally is.
Well, no, it was Uber X. It was a nice one.
Why did you get Uber X?
I wanted to be comfortable.
It's a car. They're all the same.
No, he had a. He had
you
a,
are such a sucker.
He had
you
a star. He had a Starbucks for me.
He did
it was
not.
Nice.
It's a lie.
Yeah, I didn't have to even ask me.
Shut up.
Order.
You ordered an Uber X at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, is that bad,
bro? They're all.
What? It was a nice car.
Yeah, sure it was.
He's still that same How guy. Would have picked you up had you just ordered a regular Uber. Yeah. You think the Uber X's are just parked somewhere waiting for someone to say Uber?
Well,
X?
Yeah, they're probably not getting an Uber parking lot.
You are such a sucker. You paid 14 extra dollars for like no reason.
For like 10 minutes. It's not even like you live far away. You got to enjoy that Uber for a long time.
That was a $3 a minute ride. You could get a sex call for less expensive. And talk to your mother. Ask how she's doing. Hey, Ma, how you been? Still $3 a minute.
Okay. Wait, she's doing sex calls even though she's passed away?
That's how good she was
from
at
the
it.
Grave.
Look at my boobs. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I was saying anything. I was laughing.
252-WCMF.
Cool to my mother.
2 days ago, Tommy had a PSI on one of his tires at 17. Kimmy and I tried to explain to me as a flat tire. Instead of going, oh, that makes sense, he got angry and started insulting both of us. Yesterday, we find out that he did, in fact, have a flat tire. He had to take an Uber to work because as he tried to put air in his tire, it, quote, would not take.
It wouldn't take.
Yeah, which is weird because it was just a sensor. He called around, tried to find a tire place, had to call four places before one place said, okay, we can take it tomorrow, which brings us to yesterday.
Yes.
When he drops his car off at noon after he gets a ride home from work, guy says, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Tommy calls 3 hours in. You also called 3 hours in. 3 hours was
well,
the first
Well, because he
call.
Said it wouldn't take long. He goes, he says, I'll get up in the lift. I'll take a look at it, and I'll let you know.
Well, you drop the car off. You come home. You eat a sandwich. Hello, it's me again. Calls twice.
Hello.
Calls the tire place
but
twice.
But I'm guessing he's not the only Like if the guys that work there can probably tell you like the age range of the people that call twice. Like they probably when you walked in, they go, "This guy's a two call guy."
Wait, I'm Tommy Two Call.
Tommy Two Call.
Call twice.
Oh, we'll
call
be hearing
twice.
From him again, multiple times.
Tommy then finds out that his tire is so effed up, he needs a new tire, and they don't have his tire.
So Mr. Tire,
yeah.
Does that have a tire for me?
Doesn't have your tire.
Does it my tire? It won't be here until 3 or 4 days.
I assume that most tire places are going to stock more SUV tires in Rochester than any other ones.
I assume, but whatever is on my car, he's got to call some warehouse and it's got to be shipped.
So, again, Tommy is now riding on a donut for the next 3 days.
Rolling trash.
Like a busted ass.
Bro, all I need is a cigarette and two babies with dirty diapers in the back seat. Y'all hush now.
252-WCMF. Rammer's on CMF. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
I'm great.
Good, Rammer. What's up, buddy?
So, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's going to cost you more no matter what Uber you order because guys like me don't come out till 5 a.m.
The good drivers, Tommy.
Oh, the good guys?
The A pluses.
I didn't get the A team?
It's kind of a crapshoot anyhow whether you're going to get a nice car or a 1995 Honda Civic with, you know, two fenders that are rusted out.
That's a classic, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, $32 at 3 o'clock in the morning is not bad, especially with the way the weather's been the last couple of days. I mean, Uber X is the basic Uber. It's not like you ordered an Uber XL or an Uber Comfort.
Oh, there's bigger ones?
Yeah, and you need the size.
XL is,
What are you trying to play pickleball back there?
X, you got Uber XL, you got Uber Black, which is like executive class black SUV style, you know. And, you know, there's Uber Comfort, which is somewhere in between. But $32, you got a deal.
What you're hearing right now
is there an Uber in this?
What you're hearing right now is what the guys at the Tire Star heard when you called the place.
You know, the real problem is you just didn't have a can of fix a flat, Tommy. Go to the store.
Go get the store. Rammer, thanks for the call. Well, no, he needed to fix a sensor because that's all that's wrong with the tire, from what I understand. No, you guys don't know. You don't know what you're talking about. Everything will be fine. I love.
What
you,
do you love?
No, you with consequences is my favorite thing in the world because your ass just skates through life like a complete moron. Never do. You don't work hard. You're not smart. Yeah, everything just falls your way. So for when consequences do show up, it makes me feel so warm inside.
That's it.
Like there is a God, and everything is eventually going to fall the way that it's supposed to. And the thing is, this isn't even a big deal. You still have a car to drive with a donut on it.
Yes, I do.
But you're so self-conscious. Ooh, no, people are going to think I'm busted. When in reality, you're living at your wife's house anyway.
But people don't know that.
He's that guy that stands at Wegmans with his arm behind his wife with his arms around her waist while she's buying him stuff. Oh, thanks, baby. Really appreciate it. I love you so much.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Look, by the letter of the law, this lawsuit is perfectly appropriate.
All right.
Right? People walked into these places thinking this was the authentic product, and in fact, it was not.
It was fraudulent.
I mean, it's not fraudulent, but it is a scamola.
Okay.
That being said, if you purchase this, I don't know if you should be entitled to your money back. In fact, I think the best thing to do would be to take this off the shelves.
Yeah.
Folks that bought this never speak of it again, and we all just go about our merry
way. So it's bad?
It's not good.
Low end?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF. New Yorkers who bought gas station Fireball may be soon entitled to a cash settlement.
Now, what is gas station Fireball?
Okay, so a couple of years ago, we started walking into gas stations in New York State, and we saw tiny bottles of Fireball, what we believe was whiskey.
Whiskey yeah. with cinnamon in it,
yep,
right?
Yes, Fireball is a cinnamon whiskey, sitting on the counters of gas stations.
Okay.
And this was bizarre because, as everybody knows, you are only allowed to sell liquor in bottles at
right.
liquor stores
right,
in New
yeah.
York State.
Yeah.
So people didn't ask questions. They didn't want to ruin it. So
yeah.
they started buying this cinnamon whiskey at the counter.
What were they substituting the whiskey with?
So it was not whiskey. It was a malt liquor beverage.
Oh, okay. So yeah. there was alcohol in it, but not
the
whiskey.
Same stuff.
Yes. I got
yeah.
Exactly.
Not the spirit.
Exactly. It's not whiskey. So
it sounds like it would still get you there.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's like ordering at McDonald's hamburger and it's made out of like Bald Eagle. It's still
yeah.
meat. Well, still tastes good. Like a Big Mac.
Yeah, all right.
So a class action lawsuit is currently making its way through the state system. Yesterday, it made it to another level that is suing the company that makes the gas station Fireball.
So is this stuff flying off the shelf?
I don't know how many people were buying it, but Kimmy, it's been in these gas stations for years now.
Okay.
Could have been one of those impulse buys for a lot of people.
So if you've never seen it, the bottles, which are smaller, Kimmy put it perfectly.
So it was like an airline bottle?
Yeah, there's a shooter version, and then there's a slightly bigger version.
Oh, they had a bigger one?
They look exactly like the bottles of Fireball you would buy in a liquor store.
Okay.
But, again, it is just a malt beverage. And the lawsuit says that the product is misleading on purpose. In fact, the same company also makes a malt beverage version of Parrot Bay.
The rum?
Yes. And that is also named in the lawsuit.
Okay.
But, again, it is not the rum. It is a malt beverage.
All right.
Okay. So here's the thing.
It was a...
It does seem like this company was intentionally misleading folks.
Low alcohol, low end alcoholics.
Yes, but that's just it.
Yeah.
It also kind of feels like if you bought what you thought was whiskey at a gas station.
Yeah.
What do you have to be upset about?
I mean, like, you know, if you're at a point in your life where small Fireball as
gas
an impulse buy, yes, at a gas station is a good idea. Like maybe like company stops doing this.
Yeah.
Everyone has done it, walks away, and we just pretend like none of this happened.
Whiskey at the gas station?
Yeah.
Would be a great name for a country band.
but there was still alcohol in it.
But it's malt liquor. It's not the spirit of whiskey.
I see what you're
so the proof is probably different.
Yeah.
Than if you were drinking a straight shot of whiskey.
I mean,
was the proof on the bottle wrong?
That I don't know, but you would.
I guess like if you checked it and it was right, I guess what.
But you wouldn't. I mean, who's Kimmy? You see the bottle. The bottle is iconic.
Yeah.
You wouldn't check. You would
right.
just assume.
You just think I'm getting a shot of booze.
And here's the thing. You talk about the proof. You're right. It's not as strong as whiskey. It also, there's no way it tastes like Fireball.
I don't. Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, malt liquor
might
does
cover
have
up a lot.
Yeah, malt liquor has a different taste to it.
All right, we can't do this. 252 WCMF.
Look, it's delicious.
I know our listeners. I love malt liquor also.
Yeah.
I can't go near it anymore. I know our listeners. There are people listening that have had this. 252 WCMF. How similar is the gas station Fireball to the liquor store Fireball?
Watch the phones light up. But I could see, like, when I was on the road, I'd definitely score something. I don't like the cinnamon, but if they had, like, some kind of, like, whiskey equivalent that was cheap when I was on the road and broke, I'm scoring.
But that's
I
just...
wonder, though, if this was something people were putting in a drink, like, in their coffee
question.
Or something.
Oh.
Where you may not
no.
have ever...
No.
What are you saying?
You may not
no.
have ever, like, been able to tell because you're mixing it with
Man,
something.
Putting a little sweetener in your coffee?
You're dumping malt liquor at your gas station
coffee? It's a perfect size.
Coffee? Oh, well, my God. I didn't even think of that.
I put whiskey in my coffee.
Yes, but you shouldn't do it at 7 o'clock in the morning on your way to your job.
There are probably a lot of people that do.
Yeah, that's. I didn't think of that, but you're right. That's
oh, yeah.
the reason this exists, Kimmy.
Sure.
You're absolutely right.
Just
oh, my God.
Sweeten up your morning joe.
What are we doing? What are
oh,
we
people
doing?
People have been doing this since day one.
Dumping
Happy Friday.
Malt.
No, it's
people
it's
have been putting shots of booze in their coffee and going off to work
this
or
is
going
not
off
booze.
To school.
This is not booze. This is malt. Liquor.
Well, it's booze liquor.
Okay.
Malt
booze liquor.
Look at me
malt
right now.
Booze.
I understand that you have a donut on your car, so you're thinking differently today.
Yeah,
about what's
I'm thinking
trash,
about
what's
going scoring me some crazy horse on the way home.
I'm going to tell. Let's paint a picture.
Go ahead.
Guy we know comes in and goes, you're not going to believe me, man. I had such a great day yesterday. I stopped at the mobile.
Yeah.
I got gas station coffee, and I bought an airline bottle of gas station Fireball, dumped it in, and drank it on my way to work. that guy's not the trashiest
dude. Oh, he's straight up trash. But I'm kind of jealous. Because I wouldn't mind doing that sometimes.
Okay. Look, I am pretty trash when it comes to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I like cheap beer. I was all about 40-ouncers and comically oversized cans of alcohol, whatever I could get back in the day to get me drunk. But I cannot imagine buying a bottle of Fireball malt liquor whiskey, whatever it was, from a gas station counter. Like, just the depression of the person from the gas station. Like, you know they're going to be like, are you sure? They're going to give me that look.
Or they'll be like, yep, you look like you would have bought this.
But I can remember busted-ass kid.
Yeah.
Going down to 7-Eleven, buying hand mags,
sure.
Buying one of them tubes of Vaseline, heading home.
You didn't have to do that last part, man.
What do you mean?
You didn't have to talk about the last
part. No, you know the tube for Vaseline?
We know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I mean, I used to go buy, like, Club International or Jugs, some hand squirt, and I went home. So if I could squirt a little Fireball would have been nice.
Okay, no, but, like, if you're...
Get it on my hands, obviously, because that would sting.
Ow, 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 ow.
You ain't kidding.
Even with that small tube of Vaseline you just brought up?
Like you're banging the devil.
252 WCMF. A class action lawsuit is currently working its way through the New York State court system. The company that makes the Fireball whiskey, well, quote, whiskey, that is being sold in gas stations, it's not. It's a malt beverage, is being sued for essentially deceptive business practices. These people are arguing that they want people to believe it is the actual drink when it, in fact, is not. The same company makes a malt beverage, Parrot Bay knockoff also that is named in the same lawsuit. It's not rum. It's a malt beverage. All right. What is the trashiest name alcohol that you could see someone drinking and judge them for?
So Colt 45 made a big, big 32-ounce can.
Oh, I thought they came in. I drank Colt 45 40-ouncers back in the day.
But this one was like their higher-end version
of it. Oh, fancy Colt 45.
So it was called the Missile. And it said it on the side of the, I don't know if they make it anymore. But that was one of them. And the other one that Scotty Metcalf was on the show one time. We were talking malt liquor.
God rest his soul.
Yes. And he turned me on to Crazy Horse. So we went out and scored a couple of Crazy Horse and had him on the air. And that stuff was like, oh my God. But that bottle was the size of a small wine bottle. And we each pounded one of those on the air. Man, that really relaxed me.
Kimmy, what is the trashiest name brand alcohol you could think of watching someone drink? You're going to judge them right away.
Oh. What was the, was it Boone's Farm?
Boone's
Farm.
Oh,
yeah, Boone's Farm. But that's from my generation. There was a ton of that stuff back in the day. Bartles and James, Boone's Farm. The best one was TJ Swan. Mellow Mornings and Easy Nights.
There's a new one now that I have decided is the trashiest of all things. Hard Mountain Dew. You can buy cans of Hard Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah, there are like the big cans of like energy drink style.
So has it got malt liquor in it?
I don't know what's in it. It's got to be malt liquor. Yeah. Can you just Google what kind of alcohol the Hard Mountain Dew is?
It's got to be malt because I think I've seen it in like grocery stores.
Okay.
I watched a man buy one of these in front of me at a gas station like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately wanted to know how he had gotten to this point in his life. That you are drinking a giant can of alcohol-aided
malt beverage,
Mountain Dew. Oh, it's Mountain Dew malt liquor.
Yeah. But you know, if you don't have a lot of money and you want to get a buzz on, what's the difference between a millionaire buying a $200 bottle of wine and a guy got no money but he wants to get a little glow on?
I
don't know how your stomach handles.
That's what I'm talking
about. It's more like it's not even so much like. You're going to get hammered off of it. Like, I don't know what that does to your insides because, I can't even eat spicy food anymore.
No, she's right. Right? Like, I mean, think about what we used to
drink. I mean, some people have a good gut.
Bro.
I guess.
Bro, I can't. Like,
strong.
What was it? Mr. Baltimore, the Well Whiskey? Or was it Mr. Boston?
Mr. Boston.
Boston. It was an East Coast city.
Yeah.
And I remember.
Had Bobby Orr's face on it.
I would drink that a ton when I was, like, you know, 16 to 20 years old.
The stuff you got.
I'm telling you right now, I know if I had a shot of Mr. Boston or Baltimore,
it would bother you that much?
It would eat through my stomach. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm telling you, man. Like, Kimmy's right. You get to an age where you can't drink cheap alcohol other than beer anymore.
Punishing yourself.
Even some guys now, like, you know, there are folks that can drink Keystone and Busch just fine. I can drink Busch. But, like, there are men who, not super rich men that if you have a Keystone, they're going to be on the toilet for 15 days.
Oh, right.
No?
I just never had that problem. I didn't, because like my old man was the same way. Like my old man could drink anything all day. He would switch, mix, everything.
252 WCMF. You know, we were started this conversation with Malt Fireball at the gas station. Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Good. So I used to live in Colorado. When I first moved there, I drove my vehicle out there. And when you get into Colorado, the elevation changes everything. And so I had to have my carburetor fixed because of the elevation. But the liquor, you have to buy your beer at a liquor store there. Because if you buy the beer at the grocery store, it's a lower alcohol content because the elevation makes you drunker quicker.
All right.
So I just thought.
So when he got it, so when he was up at that higher elevation, you know what he sounded like? Hi, I'm Skyler. How are you? Just hanging out here with my girlfriend and just really enjoying this Colorado Rocky Mountain High. Then I got back to New York.
What I'm trying to say is the first 6 months I was there, I didn't know this. So I'm buying my, just like in New York, I buy my beer at the grocery store. And then the guys I started working with come over to my house for a beer. And they're like, what the hell are you drinking this for? You know, because it was a half a beer in a beer, pretty much.
So listen to Skyler, drink more powerful alcohol.
Yes.
Whatever. I just thought it was a cool fact.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the
great
call.
Great story, man.
Yeah. That was great. That was
Can't wait to see it on Netflix.
Rocky Mountain. So I had asked the trashiest alcohol that you could see somebody drinking. We got a crap ton of Instagram messages, and all of them have picked two drinks.
Right.
All right. The first one, as we go the malt beverage route, Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah. Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog 2020.
But that was the official bum booze in a paper bag.
Do they still sell that?
I don't know.
They must, right?
Maybe.
The other one that has gotten a crap ton of votes, Dimitri wrote it in. Bill wrote it in. Four Loko.
But that's not really alcohol.
Well, and I thought that
it is
alcohol. Changed.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
They changed the whole.
OG Four Loko, Kimmy, is plutonium.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure it's still bad for you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's not great.
So there used to be a beer. I don't think they're in business anymore. It was called Dixie Beer.
Okay.
And it had the rebel flag on it, the whole thing, right?
Why not?
So at one point, it had a touch of formaldehyde.
No!
No, I'm not making this up.
Wait, you're telling me?
Back in the day.
You're telling me the beer with the picture of the rebel flag on it had formaldehyde in it?
A touch.
A touch of formaldehyde.
A touch. But that stuff was like, it was almost like a moonshine version of beer, but it was sold all over the South when I was like a little kid. It was
God
Dixie beer.
Damn. What did the formaldehyde do?
Well, I think that's why they're not in business anymore. they ran out of customers.
Is this a real thing? Are you sure this is not like
I'm
an urban legend like you heard? Oh, it's got formaldehyde in it.
I can remember drinking it as a kid.
Yeah, it's all starting to make sense.
Yeah.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. We started with gas station fireball. We're ending with the trashiest alcohol you can have in your hand. Bob's got the last word. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm about Tommy's age. You remember Thunderbird wine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like a big one when it was Thunderbird.
Okay, wait a minute. Those two things don't go together. Like, when I hear Thunderbird, I think, like, badass, and then wine.
Yes.
A classy Thunderbird.
It was like turpentine.
All right. Hey, Bob, how old are you now, buddy?
He's my age.
Oh, sorry.
I'm 66.
Okay, so 66 years old. Can you drink low-end, or does it destroy your insides?
It'll kill me.
So, all right, like, what's your go-to alcoholic beverage today?
Just a beer.
All right, what kind of beer do you drink?
Genesee.
Okay, all right. That's it. Well, you made a face.
Right.
You made a little bit of a face.
I didn't make a face.
No, you made a little bit of a face. Do you think that Jenny is a lower-end beer?
Well, it is. I mean, Jenny has higher end beer in their joint.
No, there's a difference between more affordable and lower end.
Well, I would say it's a very weak beer.
What? Weak?
Yeah.
Weak?
Yeah, it's not a strong beer.
What is, well, I mean, strong compared to like, you know.
Like those
craft
beers
that they
sell?
Yeah, those are
Yeah, it's probably like their lowest, weakest beer that they sell.
Bob.
I'm not saying it bad.
Hey, Tommy, how about Labatt? Is that better?
I guess.
I've
had a beer drinker.
I've always
but he's going to judge you.
Bob, I've always put Blue and Jenny on the same level. Like, that's the same type of beer to me.
They're about the same, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bob, thanks for the
call. It's cost and enjoyment.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, bud. Have a good rest of the day. No, I know that Jenny used to have this reputation as a trash beer. It doesn't have that reputation anymore.
No. Well, you can thank college kids making it hip in, like, Dayton, Ohio.
Or the fact that they went in and
Rebranded. They rebranded them.
Yeah. Well, and the beer actually tastes better today than it did 25 years ago.
Okay.
I can tell you that for sure.
All right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sometimes thinking outside the box will benefit you the most
financially.
Because, Tommy, this story sounds silly. Some bum making a desperate move, trying to get his hands on any amount of cash he can. But apparently he knows something we do not. And it's surprising, now knowing what are in these places, that we don't hear this story more often. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's take a trip out to Newark.
Oh, what's happening?
That's where we find a 33-year-old man who has been arrested for stealing.
What did he steal?
Well, he didn't rob a house. He didn't stick a knife in someone's face and grab their wallet.
Uh-huh.
He stole from a laundromat.
Oh, whoa.
Police
busted into the washers and dryers?
That's what he did. Police say he broke into some machines at the All Fluffed Up laundromat, which is a great name, by the way.
Yeah.
All Fluffed Up.
All Fluffed Up. And stole quarters.
So he had to, like, really work it, man, like, to bust open those machines?
For carrying quarters. Out, like, a sack of change.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
All right, I want you to guess how much money he got out of the all-fluffed-up laundromat in quarters.
Well, I'm guessing $2,000 in quarters.
Okay, you always do this.
I was going to say, like, $500.
No, it's $1,300. You got $1,300 in quarters.
I can't wrap my head around it because there's so many.
$10,000.
$1 million!
Well, I mean, I don't know how many machines they have and how people, like, do people still use laundromats? I don't know.
There's $1,300 in coin. So yes. It was almost $1,300. Right. So you say yes, Kimmy. Why do you say yes?
Because there's one down the street for me and it's always packed with people. Yeah.
I did not think there would be $1,300 in quarters in the machines at a laundromat at any given time. So he stole so much money, it now qualifies as grand larceny for the charges.
Well,
he was eventually arrested. Court date coming up.
I kind of thought a lot of.
You can hear him running away.
I also kind of thought a lot of laundromats, like, they obviously do still operate on change, but I thought some of them were giving you, like, the option for a credit card.
Right, I think you'd almost have to now.
But, I mean, there's enough people still using quarters that there's almost $1,300 worth of quarters in this laundromat in Newark.
But that's a lot of work, man, unless he knows, like, had a tool to break into those each individual machine.
By the way,
he screwed that business so hard because
he
ruined all those machines.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that sucks really hard for the person that owns
all my God, you ain't kidding, man.
Out in Newark. Well, here's the thing that sucks about laundromats. It's the one business that can be wide open and nobody's there.
Yeah.
Think of another business that is open, the lights are on, you can use it, and there's not a single person in the building.
Yeah. Right? I remember when they used to always be 24-hour.
Yeah. All right, Kimmy, can you do me a favor? Can you Google what $100 in quarters weighs? Because he got away with almost $1,300 in quarters before he was arrested, according to police.
So that's 10 rolls.
So $100 in quarters. Yeah, 10 rolls would be $100.
And that's heavy.
So $100 in quarters weighs about 5 pounds.
5 pounds. Wait, that's it?
Yeah, but if you,
So it's like 60 pounds in quarters. That's
but you got to haul, but you had to like haul it all around.
Yeah, but maybe he does kettlebell workouts. You can run down the street.
Yeah, that's what he does. He works out.
Well, to get 60 pounds in quarters running down the street, you have to.
Be in good shape.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
So, yeah, I used to work coin-operated washers and dryers. It's quite a racket. Very interesting job. But the one thing is, when they do rob a place like that, they're not smart enough to wait for it to build back up with quarters. So they'll come back like the next night, try and rip it off again and get like $2.
All right, but you haven't been in the business. Like, how often would you empty the machines? Like, is it common for a laundromat to have $1,300 in change in all the machines?
If he got it out, it wouldn't be possible in one machine. He probably got it out of, half a dozen machines.
I would just think, Tom, if you're in that business, it would benefit me to empty the machines every single night so people understand there isn't a ton of money sitting in here,
Yeah, that's a good idea, but people get lazy and, it ends up being once a week or once every
two weeks. Man, I want that money. And if I own that joint, I'm in there every night grabbing my quarters.
Give me all the quarters, baby. All the quarters you can spare.
I'm a quarter hoe.
I want the quarters out of the Galaga machine, too. Galaxica.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Going to collect them's no fun, either. Because you start to fill up $10, $10, $10 in a bag. Like I said, when people would try and steal the money, they can't run very far with it because the bag weighs so much.
All right, well, Tom, thanks for all the laundromat inside info, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes inside.
Got to do your squats first.
You absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Man, the laundromat, as we talk about again, this 33-year-old man out in Newark, according to police, he went into a laundromat, broke into the machines, and got away with almost $1,300 worth of quarters. He was later arrested. He's been charged with grand larceny. He's got a court date coming up. The laundromat is a weird place.
Oh, yeah. Especially the later in the day. Yeah.
I would argue it's the last line of civilization because you have a place to live. Mm-hmm. You're not homeless mostly, right? But you don't have a washer and dryer.
Sure.
And you also don't have parents that will allow you to use their washer and dryer.
So you don't have family close by.
Yeah.
Or at least somebody that'll let you use it.
Like, it's a very specific type of person that goes to the laundromat. But it's people from all walks of life. It literally brings in all types. You got young kids just starting out.
Yeah, college kids.
Yeah.
You got older folks that are having a hard time. You have other older folks that have downsized and decided this is easy. You have good-hearted people mixing with scam artists trying to sell you borderline illegal stuff inside the laundromat.
Yeah, but you got really good knockoff cologne.
I mean, but bro, like, when you walk inside a laundromat.
Yeah.
Every single time, you have no idea what you are walking into.
Yeah.
Right? You have no idea what conversation you will be having with the people inside. And that ecosystem, by the way, it does not change based on the neighborhood. It's not like a gas station where it's more uncomfortable in certain neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Whether you are in a wealthy suburb or the roughest neighborhood in the roughest city in America, inside that laundromat is exactly the same every single place. Do you disagree?
Oh, no. I mean, When I worked in a grocery business, there was one across the street. It was 24 hours. And it being South Florida, it was an open-air place.
Oh.
So it had no walls.
That's wild.
Like, everything was, like, inside. But, like, people would just walk. It was like an open-air carport of just... But it was in a rough area of West Palm Beach. So a lot of prostitution. We had a couple of guys get roughed up in there.
In the laundromat.
In the laundromat. One guy got assaulted with a bottle of ketchup that he had just purchased because he was going home. And the cops thought he had been shot. And then he kept saying, it's ketchup. Yeah, it was rough. It was just like, but to your point, like, everybody is in there. Everybody was pretty cool. Most of these joints when we were on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
But some places were really nice. Some places, scuzzy.
Sure.
The staff never changed. They were always the gruffest, miserable people running these things.
Yeah, yeah.
They
didn't
own the joint. They were just there.
How do I get the detergent?
That one's broken.
It's also a place where you're automatically exposed the second you walk in there because you're coming in with a bunch of quarters, your money on hand, and you're exposing your underwear, your most intimate pieces of clothing are being exposed to everybody in that laundromat.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever do laundry like in big cities where if like, because sometimes like I would leave and come back, but people were like trying to get into those machines quick because they were so slammed. They would just take your stuff and throw it on the table and use your stuff.
Yeah, you better move on quick.
I remember, so there's a laundromat in Westgate Plaza in Gates that I would go to when I was a kid when our washing machine would stop working.
So you were there all the time.
And every time I would go in, the same guy would come in and try to sell me bootleg pornography.
Yeah.
He was never...
Was he in it?
I don't know. I never bought one. But, like, this would happen every, like, 4 days. And it became obvious, like, he didn't remember who I was.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, hey, man, this has happened 5 times and I haven't bought any bootleg pornography from you. But he had, like, this big-ass black Chevy Suburban and he would back it up and, like, hey. And he would open up the back and it would be, like, this display of, like, burned DVDs of pornography.
Yeah. Man, you get them cheap, though.
No, I don't want to buy pornography out of a Chevy Suburban.
Well, that's your line?
Look, yeah, I think that's a pretty good line to have.
Man, porn was expensive back in the day.
Not when I was a kid. It was like $5 a DVD.
That's $5. Better in my pocket than his.
And like, you know, they were unedited, so like it got weird at some points.
Yeah.
Like they like left stuff in. Oh. Like, you know, like the key grip would like walk into the shot. But you know, I could get around that. All right, so I guess the moral of the story is there's way more money in laundromats than we thought.
Apparently.
And, you know, that little ecosystem at the laundromat, whether you were at the laundromat 30 years ago or you still go today, hasn't changed much.
Yeah, some of them people are still there.
They might be.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.